the infamous Gupta compound, or should we say State Capture HQ, has finally been sold. We speak to Clive Lazarus, the director of Park Village Auctions. Welcome, Clive.
Morning, Chris. Thank you for having us.
Well, that compound was valued at over 64 million, but it sold for just over 34 million. What affected the price?
Chris, I think if you can go back a long period of time, the compound has been vacant for 7 years. The people were staying in the compound, but Park Village really couldn't get access into the compound. The compound is really three properties, number three, number five, and number seven. Number three is an old property on a lovely piece of land. Number five is an eight-bedroom property, also pretty old. And number seven is an 18-bedroom. A lot of people call the monstrosity. I mean, it's a 18-bedroom. It was on a very small stand, but took up the bulk of the area. And a lot of neglect has been on that property. No money's been spent on that property. And, I mean, there's rumors that the number seven, the Bank of Baroda, valued it exceptionally high so that the Guptas could gain access in terms of a high bond on it in order to be able to get that money. But generally speaking, a lot of neglect has happened on the property and no money has been spent on the property over the period of since 2018.
What plans do the new buyer have? Do you know?
No, we really don't know exactly. I'm not 100% certain of what they intend to do. And they, funny enough, needed the space from after number 7A. So, as I said to you, it's really a lot of a house on a small stand, on a smaller stand. And therefore, they purchased the next door neighbor being 7A. But on what really they want to do with it, we really don't know.
You're not able to tell us who bought it, are you?
No, unfortunately not. We've got a confidentiality agreement. And in terms of FICA, we're not able to tell you the purchaser.
Now, the Guptas entertained very lavishly politicians and businessmen over many years in the mansion. What remnants of that entertainment did they leave behind when they fled?
Yeah, there were what we could see were the fancy bottles of whiskey, cigar boxes, whiskey. Funny enough, there was a lot of plastic bank empty bags. They had a lavish lifestyle, and in terms of the way they lived.
They took most of the furniture somehow.
Yes, they were, it's 18 bedroom. They took a lot out, you know, it isn't, but there still was a considerable amount of furniture and dining room tables, entertainment areas, lounge areas, and bar stools, etc. But I presume a lot had been taken out.
Now, over the years, you have disposed of the assets of seven Gupta companies. Can you list those companies for us, please, Clive?
Yeah. Park Village are proudly happy that we have done that. And we also did the Bosaza disposals for the liquidators. And Park Village are very proud to have been chosen as the auctioneer for them. We did the New Age. We did Confident. We did Confident Concepts. We've done valuations for Shiva. We did Optimum. I'm just trying to think offhand now. Optimum, Confident, Island Sight, New Age. I think that's really which one? ANN7. Yeah, New Age, ANN7, and the engineering company.
Can you give us an indication of how much money you've been able to claw back through disposing the assets of these seven companies?
Yeah, we've done maybe in the hundreds of millions, but the business rescue practitioners have sold a lot privately, not through auction, and it's that amount I wouldn't be able to give you, but it's a considerable amount of money, I would presume in the hundreds of millions of rands.
So what is left to sell now, Clive?
There's really very little. There's a property in Clarksthorpe, a small property, and a tiny rundown property in Morningside Manor. I think the bulk of the assets are sold, and there's not much left that to dispose of.
Your company alone, your auction house alone, clawed back billions. Is that right?
Not billions. I'd say we did a couple of hundred million in terms of the optimum sale in total. None, I wouldn't go as far as billions.
Clive, could you please give us an indication of which other state capture linked companies you'll be trying to dispose of next?
No, we do it on instruction. I think it's a long process before we really get in on the time of legal proceedings until disposal. I said, you know, we have done the Watson case, and we have been involved in the motor vehicles for Hamilton and Louisville. Hamilton and Louisville. So we are proud in saying that we do a lot of the state capture auctions. Park Village is involved in a lot of them.
Clive, I just want to go back to the beginning. Why were the compound properties put up for auction in the first place?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think originally there was a lot of talk about it, and the business rescue practitioners wanted to be very transparent in terms of the sale. We wanted to be open and open to the public, and we never wanted anyone to say afterwards, I would have paid more. You know, the thing is, I would have, could have, should have, and etc. So, as you know, we put the properties up for auction on the 24th of July, and there was interest shown in all three properties. However, at the time of the auction, there was only a bid of number three, Saxonol Drive. The properties were sold subject to confirmation for a period of 14 days, and we knew in our mind that the deal was not going to happen on the day of the auction. We really did believe that the sale would really generate up until then. But I think that we business rescue practitioners didn't want any fingers pointed saying, well, I would have paid you at X, but I would have paid X plus 100,000, et cetera, et cetera. So once then we only received an offer on number three at that particular stage, I think it was 3.4 million rand on the auction, which was not approved, and we didn't approve it. Then we were dealing with a lot of buyers, and we put out a invitation to offer that all bidders would have to bid on the same terms and conditions. And then we really came to the genuine part, and the bid for the 3.5 million rand was exceeded for number three, and we got 4,650,000 rand. For number five, we got 16.5 million rand. And for number seven, we got 13.5 million rand, totaling 34.5 million rand for the three. And as said, then we went to the neighbor's property and concluded a deal there for 6.5 million rand.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Clive Lazarus, the director of Park Village Auction, speaking to BizNews about the sale of the infamous Gupta compound. Thank you very much, Clive. I'm Christine.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having us.